at least at the time, it was much more expensive to sequence a whole human genome than just the exome, which is just the protein coding 2% or so of the genome. Still, for the most part, the mutations that are going to drive the cancer, like KRAS, like EGFR mutations, these are all coding mutations. And you get a ton of information from those. But in order to find out beyond that, you really need the whole genome sequence information. And as sequencing costs come down, we see a lot more whole genome sequencing samples available. And so there's more of this, you know, now available to do these kinds of analyses.